אבא ואמא צריך להתרגז. חזל יסבוס או של נופה או לשיחי או של חולות. לשיח. תאימו ילכו ממקדאו. אמו מה שמי יש בו תם, בוס או רסור. So we rely on the tima of the tefillah, in regard to the chol. So, im mamashim betam gosar asur, v'bav muteres, afilu poches mishish, ve'isach tichol asur. So in other words, isach tichol, we don't rely on the tima because there it is. It in no probability it will absorb the time after a small piece of meat into a big kettle of boiling milk. So in no probability the meat absorbs the time of milk. So even if the goy says no, we don't rely. Mashein can be gabri the cholo. So there it's possible that it does not give it time. So and the mechava paski is even if there is no shishi. But if the goy says there is no time, so it's mutter. Afu epoch mishish. Ve'isach ticho asur. Bamedvar mamurim v'shekidem ve'hitziach ticho kedem shetiflet cholov shebol. Da'ayme kedem shetenuach hayeiro mir ticho. Aval im lo yisbik v'isalki. Ache tuchal tiflet ha cholov shebol. Aval pish. So then, so the kazayis boso first absorbed, the first moment it absorbed milk from the kettle, and then after it stopped boiling, so it was paling the milk. Now that milk that was paling, that's cholov isel, cholov mevele. So then it's commingled with the rest of the milk. So if there is no shishim, so maybe it's oser. Without oser on kiyish b'samach. But if there is shishim, so then it's mutar. Why? Because we don't pass like Rashi. Masha'im kim the two mentioned according to Rashi, even the rishishi, because it's been with me, so I feel relevant about it. Now, so, vayim mikamon simen tzadik chesdin on neyegin ismech hatim esin b'chovim, ubinon samach, b'chovim. Now that when we learned Arube, so we pointed out that there is the shachs explains it not on the basis of that we are chishish v'rashishi, that even there is no time, we require shishim as well. That we're not chishish, but we don't trust the akum. But in the name, let's say, suppose a Yisrael would be there, let's say it's a question of truma that fell into chul, nichol b'mine, and the kayan was there, and the kayan says there is no time, then even according to Pesach or Ramah, so it would be mutar. But the Levush says, no, the reason is why we are not saying Atim as a Chovim, not because we don't trust the Chovim, but a different reason, because we are Cheshish Vashidas Rashi, that the fact that there is no time is not enough, there must be Shishim in addition. Right. Nofal Chov is the Deiro Shel Bosom, Teyami Machticho Shenofal Ole Achov, Imein Bo Tam Chov Hakel Muda. ואם יש בכתיכו מתים אז חולוב נסחו איסו חתיכו. So if חולוב fell into the deal של בו, so we are taking the uppermost תיכו upon which תיכו upon which the חולוב בו. If there is no damn חולוב, תכו מותר. And if in that חתיכה there is a damn חולוב, so that חתיכה becomes a חתיכה לאיסורי. So then we require so we need to go with him as khalaf this is ratikh so we be done the same khina we go be no shish ni khdi khab ma klas so then once the khdi khab kam zo sa so then we need shish nege the size of the whole khati u mishar mi khul mo yakh ma shish de o ma khdi khab ma khdi khab wa yare da mo wa tavli kidi shi shi kidi shi de khdi khazu akhod shish ma hakir khdi khasu va shom mut באמת כבר מאמורים בשלוי מיד די רב התחיל כי שנופל החול שנופל החול אל מפסי so at the very outset so the time was concentrated in that חדיר And then when he's Minayah, so that's the Chavikin Nechdechad Yisur. Then when he's Minayah, so it spread to the rest of the day. So Melech Minayah Shishim, Neged Ahol Chetich, Avol Niyah Mitchila Batzor, Oy Shekiso, Mishas Nefilo Batzor, Fakum Nitzdarif, Levati Damachot. So the Mechaber mentions the Rosh Naramba, Mitchila Batzor. The tour was Masikanet. The tour is Masikanet. I mean, it's not necessary that it should be that he should be minayah the whole time, if not time. But Mechaber mentioned the Lashon HaRambam. Now, here we have the machlekes between the two mentioned. We have the machlekes between Rashi and the Rebbe. Between Rashi and the Rebbe. Now, the Mechaber and the Rambam, they don't spell it out explicitly. The two spells out the machlekes. But the Mechaber and the Rambam don't spell it out. The question is, how do we pass it? Shechonoch passed like a Rashi or like Bari. So that's discussed by the Taz and the Shach. But there is a machleke between Rashi and the Bari. According to Rashi, so if the Chticho is Miktos operated and Miktos or Boker level operated, so it is considered as if the whole Chticho is above the level operated. So the Mele, even if the Rishishi, neged the Tipas Cholov that fell on top of Marus Chticho, according to Rashi, so that Chaticho, even if the Rishishim in the whole day neged the Tipas Cholot for the Chaticho, so that Chaticho becomes us. That Chaticho becomes us. According to the Ri, that Chaticho does not become us, because according to the Ri, if it's Mitzos of Chutz Reitem, and Mitzos of Teicha Reitem, it's considered as if Kulot Teicha Reitem. So it's like one chaticha, so everything is mitzuref. So even the rishishim in the totality of the deira, they mean the uppermost chaticha, upon which the whole of drop is also. According to Rashi, so according to Rashi, it's a kulin. If the rishishim, so even the uppermost chaticha, upon which the whole of drop is moving. And according to Rashi, the uppermost chaticha is also not the rishishim in the totality of the deira. Now, there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. The Taz, it's not only Taz and the Shach, I mean, everybody is against the Taz. The Taz mentions the Darkei Meishit. And everybody agrees with the Darkei Meishit, but the Taz is the only one who is chayav. So the Darkei Meishit says that according to Rashi Shite, we have a Chumre and we have a Kul. We have a chumre, according to Rashi, that if it is, now let's take the case where the uppermost chaticho is completely above the reit. Let's say, the reit reaches up to here, up to the middle of this lower chaticho. And then, this is the uppermost chaticho, and the uppermost chaticho is completely above the reit. And then milk drops, the tipas cholov drops on this chaticho. So in such a case, everybody agrees, Rashi and Ri, that this chaticha is osea, even though the totality of the day, the rishishim, but that's considered as if it had been cooking in a separate in a day by itself. So that chaticha, if it gave it time, that chaticha is osea. In spite of the fact that the totality of the day, the rishishim, negative tipas follow that fell on it. That's the case where the uppermost chaticha is completely above that. Now, suppose it's Mitzoso, the Reitef is Magi up to here. So, the upper portion of the Chaticha is above the level of the Reitef. The lower portion of the Chaticha is within the Reitef, So then, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Reitef. So one thing is sure, that according to Rashi, we have the Chumre. According to Rashi, we have the Chumre. That even though in the totality of the gdeir heshishi negative tipas cholov that fell on this chaticha that is mitzos abezicha reitei or mitzos achutz reitei, so still this chaticha remains masach. According to the Ri, we have a kulin that if the totality of the gdeir has the Talmud of Deire has shishim negative tipas cholov, so then even this chaticha is mutaris, Even this Chatech Midas. That's, so he certainly had a Chumre according to Rashi Shite and the Kure according to the Rishi. But Daki Meisha says there is a Kure emanating from Rashi Shite as well. According to Rashi Shite, to this Chatech according to Rashi, has the Chumre that it's Oser. In spite of the fact that the totality of the day was shishin, but this the other chatiches, the rest of the day, is muter the rest of the day, whereas is muter even if there is no shishin negative as chol of the totality of the day, according to Rashi. Whereas according to the Ri, we have a chumre. Because according to the Ri, Miktos HaMisicharetim, Miktos HaMisicharetim is considered like as if everything can be integrated. So mainly everything is Mitzurah. So if there is no Shishin in the totality of the day, negative, the Tipas Cholo that fell on the uppermost, Chatiche, so according to the Ri, even the other Chatiches are Osya. But according to Rashi, even if there is no Shishin negative, Tipas Cholo, the documentation says, according to Rashi, so the other Hatichas are still muta. Whereas according to Rib, there is no Shishi negative as follow, the other Hatichas are awesome. The Taz says there is no Kule emanating from Rashi Shita. But on the contrary, that according to Rashi Shita, it's Kule Chum. Of course, it goes without saying that according to Rashi Shita, so even if there is, so even if there is Shishi, even if there is Shishi, negative, even if there is shishin, negative the totality of the day, negative the tipas chol. So according to Rashi Shite, the uppermost chaticha would mean zoser. But where is the document she says that according to Rashi Shite, the rest of the day, so is muter even if there is no shishin, negative tipas chol? So the Taz says, according to Rashi, the rest of the day is osir. Even if there is shishi, neged the tipas chol. Unless there is shishi neged the whole size of the chatich. This is the Taz. And that's a very strange thing. But they are all chelik on the Taz. Now let's see the Taz here, in Sivbeis. Ze mayre, she noflo Sivbeis, we say, there are shobos. Noflo chol of the Sivbeis, nofal chol of the Sivbeis, shobos. זה מהירה שנופלו הטיפו של החתיכו אחס חוץ לרדה. והיא ביסייך הרדה, ובאת איתו מה שבטאירו מצטר יפלבט לו הטיפו. וכוס ותור, מחלוף כוס, אם the whole חתיכה upon which the meal wrapped is תאירו רדה, so then according to everybody, so everything is מצורת. He says, "If you say a rite, what I come mash in the middle of the star, because of a tomb, like a rashi, you say, you will read that Gesha, you have put a hood for it. Can she take a hash to a hood for it? We should not have it. But go on this hash to the bad. I'll be just a rite, or take a rabbis, or a day of a star, or a hollow. Or a rashi, I think it's just a rite, and I can start if the battle a hollow. And the uppermost hatiha, but we is the deepest hollow drop, remains us. Even though the totality of the day is shishin negative as follow. So then he says, and he mentions, v'yesh, that's part and parcel of the Lashon HaKadoshim, v'yesh kula l'rashi, mitzad ha'echo, d'hayim mitzos v'reite, v'zuach t'icha neseres, ein neseres ha'shor, ki k'vos v'dark ha'meishe, so the other chatiches do not become osir, even if the totality of the deva do not have shishin negative as cholot. Because, according to Rashi, so where miktos it's miktos chuzlaret, miktoso teicharetem, it is to be treated as if it had been kulo chuzlaretem. Kulo chuzlaretem, so then the uppermost chatiches is treated as if it's boiled by, it's cooked in a pot by itself. So naturally it doesn't affect the status of the chatiches in the rest of the deva. Because it's by itself, it's not mitzvah. That's the shita of Dark Image. So the shita of Dark Image is that there is a kula emanating from Rashi Shita as well. The Loyirala is Daiti. So the Taz, it's a very strange shita, the Taz, in Rashi. The Loyirala is Daiti. The Aval Pishay Mireitim, the Lemato, Misayaya, Livate, Tipas Cholof Shenoklo, Lifishay Notiho Magia Lishom. מקומו כי איסו חתיכה עצמו נאסרס חיליק התחתים וחיליק העלמים וחיזרס ויוסרס למטו פולוריטי ומה שבסך יד שישים נגד כל החתיכו וכל החתיכו נאסס לבילה כיב נמיץ זה חתיכו מנחס מנחס תיכורית הורית את מליך לשור ומדברה שכון הרוחאים ושם דברי רמב״ם נראה לספיר לי כרעשי לקוס אבין עשרה אחתיך או יסר את השור על כל כוח נראה לי דוח הקיימו אבל כפי שרשע הוא בישר ואת השור יפוס הכרי וכל מספיר לי כרעשי בו סוס אם אני תאז איך לקרעשי so he says that he mentions that big chidesh which is a very strange chidesh that there is no kule emanating from Rashi Shikri the dark in Mishra says and it seems that all of this kill me do the dark So, that there is a kula emanating from Rashi Shita as well, not only Echud. And the kula that emanates from Rashi Shita, the Lakamisha says it is, that according to Rashi, if then it becomes a chutzlareitim, becomes a teirareitim. So it's to be considered as if the kula chutzlareitim. So really, the anachimcha is, amuter, if there is no shishim negative as cholo. So he says, if it's mitzvah so chutzlareite and mitzvah so teichareite so then the adach tiches are also there unless the adach tiches have shishim like the size of the whole chaticho so in other words so like the size of the whole chaticho why? What's the hesper? Now if so if let's say it's kula chutzlareite then this chaticho is osea even though the totality of the ohe shishim negative as cholo but the ad chaticho is a completely mutea even if they don't have shishim even neged the tip as cholo mashein kein if it is mitzos a ticho and mitzos a chutzlareite so then it has all the chumas in the world on one hand it has the chumre over and above the case where it's kula over it's kula chutzlareit kula techareit because if according to Rashi so if it is miktosa techareit miktosa chutzlareit so mele that hapomus chaticha panamish yechol of drab remains on sea even though there is shishi in the totality of the day or negative as well. But on the other hand, it has the chumre as if it had dropped upon a chaticho that is originally chutzlareitim. And then it would be minayer and mechasi. So what would be the aloche? Suppose the chaticho is kulo chutzlareitim and the whole of dropped on it. So then that chaticho remains also. That chaticho remains also, and the other chaticho, and then at the end of the cooking, he would be nayer mechase. So then we would need shishi negative the size of the whole chaticho, because the whole chaticho. So here too, if it's mitzvos of teichreite and mitzvos of chutzlareite, even though he was not nayer mechase at all, neither at the beginning nor at the end. So it has both chumres. It has the chumre that this chaticho remains also. Remains us there, even though the totality of the deira is shishi negative as cholov, as if the whole chaticha had been above the level of reitev, and it also has the chumre of niya v'kiso, of loy niya v'kiso v'tchilo v'niya v'kiso v'sof. So in Mele, the other chaticha is aroseh, not only if there is no shishi in the totality against the tipo, even if there is shishi in the totality of the deira against the tipo, but there is no shishi negative the whole chaticho in the totality of the year off. It's still awesome. How does he explain the Taz? So because everybody disagrees with the Taz. But how does he explain it? So he explains it on the basis, this is how we're going to explain the Taz. On the basis of the same lomdes that the Shach explains the halacha of Yisabdobu. Now, we have the halacha that by Yisabdobu, there is a din of tichanasis nevei by Yisabdobu. What is it, Yisabdobu? Suppose you have a kulia to which is attached chil. So you have, the kulye, and then a piece of chil is attached to the kulye, to the kidney. So then, and that piece of meat, one piece of meat that has the kidney, that has a piece of chil attached to it, a small piece of chil attached to it. So if it was cooked in the pot with other chtiches basar, so then we need shishi, unless we say that the membrane is mafsik. But if we say that the membrane, let's say there is no membrane between the kidney and the chil that is attached to it, so then we need shishim in order that the rest of the deer should be muter. We need shishim not only the small piece of chilev attached to the kidney, but we need shishim like the whole kidney. That's isadot. So we have a machlekes between the taz and the shach. It's in the I discussed that in Nahubes. So in Nahubes and Melicha I discussed it. So what's the reason for isadot? So the Taz mentions the reason because it's possible that at one point this kidney that has a piece of chilev attached to it boiled up, and it was pushed up through the pressure of the steam. It was pushed up above the level of the reitev. So that moment it was nisbashel in the deiro by itself, and then when it is pushed down, so then it's like putting it in a deiro together with other things. So we are chenishish. That's how the Taz explains. The Shach in Sinai Beis, he explains it differently. Why do we say by Yisadobu we apply the Aloha of Ticha Nasis Nelele? Because by Yisadobu, so first, let's say we have a kidney and a piece of chilev attached to it. That's an Yisadobu. So first, let's say the first 10 minutes, the first 50 minutes, all the blie of the chilev is concentrated in the kidney. Then, after 50 minutes, it starts spreading. So for the first 50 minutes, I mentioned 50 minutes as an example. So for the first 50 minutes, the whole blie was absorbed, was taken in by the kidney. So mainly at that moment, it became mechticha v'yisure. So even though later on, it spreads out the whole day, so then, but since for the first 50 minutes, so it was concentrated in this, so mele, it is considered as a chticha nasis, as a chticha nasmele. So this is how the Taz explains the Shita of Rashi. I mean, this is the explanation given by the Primigod. If, let's say, you have a number of chatichas in the data, and the reitev reaches up to here, the uppermost chatich, and then cholom drops on the uppermost chatich, So, mimele, that means that first the cholom comes, the bleed of the cholom is absorbed by the whole chatich. It's one chatich, so it's not only absorbed by this half that is above the level of reitev. By this head that is within the reitev, it's also absorbed. So first, all the cholov is taken in by this chatiche that is half in the reitev, half above the reitev, for the first 50 minutes. And then, because of the tziru of the reitev from here on together, so then the reitev is miachet, the lower half, of the chatich with the rest of them, because there is reitev that unifies here. Up to here there is reitev, so that reitev that is up to here unifies the lower half with the rest of the chatich. So mimele, but first it is taken in by this chatich, then to the reitev that reaches up to half of the chatich. So everything is spread, distributed among the rest of the chatiches. So mainly we apply, so in view of the fact that first, so in other words, so it's like Nia Bikiso. Why is it like Nia Bikiso? Because after the first 50 minutes, I mentioned 50 minutes. So after the first 50 minutes, so then it spreads through the reitev that reaches up to half of the Chatiche. So it spreads the Bria among the rest of the Chatiches. So Mele, they all become Moshe. So it's like Bia Bikiso. What does Bia Bikiso do? Bia Bikiso spreads the Bria, distributes the Bria in all the Chatiches. So here too, first it concentrates in this Chatiche. But then, once it is taken in by the whole Chatiche, so it is taken in by the lower half too. You cannot say that if the Reiter reaches up to half of the Chatiche, that the Cholom is only absorbed up to here. No, the Cholom is absorbed by the whole Chatiche. And then once it is absorbed by the lower half of the Chatiche, the lower half of the Chatiche is united with the Reiter, through the Reiter, with the other Chatiches. So then it spreads. But since for the first 50 minutes, it is concentrated in this Chatiche, this Atmos Chatiche, and then it spreads, so it's like Loi Niyah B'Tchilo V'Niyah B'Sof. Without an actual Niyo, there is an automatic Niyo through the Reiter that covers the lower half of the uppermost half. This is how the Primigodim explains the Taz Shite in Rashi. But everybody is Chelek HaBe Taz. And they all assume, the Ramo and the Shach, that according to Rashi there is a Chumre and there is a Kulet. There is a Chumre that in the case of Miksoso Toichorete, Miksoso Chutzlerete, Soso Chutzlerete, even though there is Shishi, in the totality of the Nero, Neged, the Tipas Holo, so according to the Vi, so it's Mitzure, and even this Chatiche is Muter. This Chatiche is Muter, according to Rashi, so there is a Chumre, this Chatiche remains also, even though there is it in the totality of the day, but there is Shishi Neid Mizcholo. So that's the Chumre, everybody agrees, that's the Chumre that terminates for Rashi. But then, the other apostles say, there is a cool eminent thing for Rashi, that if Loi Niyah, Loi Mitchilo, Loi Mizof, so even though there is no Shishi, even negative Tipas Cholo, so the rest of the day is still Mutea, the Rabo says, and the Shach says, the Taz says, no, the rest of the Gdeiro is Osea. Not only if there is no Shishin in the totality, negative as follow. Even if there is Shishin in the totality, negative as follow. But there is no Shishin, negative whole Chatiche. So the rest of the Gdeiro is still Osea. So according to the Taz, yes, what is it?
Another question about that, the Gdeiro
doesn't go up, and the Gdeiro is carrying and carried out. No, it doesn't matter. The other apostles say that it doesn't matter, that it's considered, you see, in other words, that if it is miktsoso teichoreiti and miktsoso chutzloreiti, so it is considered, according to Rashi, as if it is kulo chutzloreiti. The same thing. So whatever is true of the case where the whole chaticho is above the reiti, so it's true of this case. Bimtias like that. All right. Now, so this is what the Taz says, and then the Taz says, "Mimidim nashukno chayimu sheimdim haRambam nirali nisvili kerashi milikosa bimnesvach ticho yiseres hashom." So the Nekudah is a case of his mazik. He says, "How? What's the raya that he agrees that the mechaber here in Sibbeis is declaratory of Rashi? What's the raya? Why? Because he says, "Umisharim bichulo, imhoyo bechomashiyish b'deir amachtichel vayerek v'amorek v'tavu, kidei shetichticha zuei achot b'shishi mehakei achticha asur v'ashor materes." So what's the raya? He says, "Loimu chachmide v'yishlim ademayro shekulo chutz l'reidim, v'yhodi yiseres ashor hanish sheniyer achakei." Uchdim tzayim say that this is a big peleg in the Taz. Of the Mechaber spells out, "Umisharim bichulo imoyo bichol mashiyish bidei romach ticho vayerek vamoro v'atavli kidei sheteich tichazuyach nishishim akach tichasuro v'ashom mutar v'amed vorm amurim v'shaloi niyeir hagdei ro b'tchilo kishnof l'acholo elu lipsei." So what does it mean? In other words, the Mechaber spells it out that he has reference to the case where at the very outset, at the very outset, it was completely again above, so the Mechaber could have referenced to the case where the chticha at the very outset was completely above the level of the Rebbe. But then at the end, he was benaya. So then, that's why we require shishi. That's why we require shishi. Alright. Now let's see the Ramona. V'chein im loyniya, klal. Loy mitchilo, v'loy biso, v'loy kiso, klal. Im yisama v'gdeiro negativ as cholov shenofal, en yose rak achticha levad, ushar dirmuta. Now here it is a very strange expression in the Taz. He says, v'chein im loyniya, klal. Loy mitchilo, v'loy biso. ולוי כיסו כלל, אם יש סמל בגדירו נגד טיפס חולו, שנופל, if the totality of the גדירו has שישי, נגד טיפס חולו, אין לא זה רק אחתיך לבד, ושור הגדירו מותר. The implication being, that if the totality of the גדירו does not have שישי נגד טיפס חולו, so then what? So what's the deal? If the totality of the Gdeiro does not have Shishi, negative as Cholov. So what would be the Aloha then? He says, Im Yish Samer, Im Loiniya Klau, Loi Mitchilo, Veloi Biso, Veloi Kiso Klau, Im Yish Samer, the Gdeiro, negative as Cholov, Shenofal, Ein Yose, Rak Achticha Levad, Ushor Agdele Muter. Why is Shor Agdele Muter? Because Yish Samer, the Gdeiro, negative. Suppose there is no Sama B'deiro negative as a cholov, then the Shor HaGdeiro is also Oseh. Why should it be Oseh? Why? Loi Niyah, Loi Mitzchilo, Loi Misov. So that means there was no spreading. So the cholov did not spread out of the chaticha. It remained in that chaticha. It remained in that chaticha, so in the melee, that chaticha is one part, and the other chaticha is only a separate part. If it's Loi Niyah, Loi Mitzchilo, Loi Misov, So the rest of the data should be muter, not only if there is shishim in the totality of the data negative as a cholov. Even if there is no shishim in the totality of the data negative as a cholov, the rest of the data should still be muter. That's the difficulty against Rashi. So the Beragila says, there is a Torah Sefer Ramon. Look in the Gira. He says, Habe. Now you have just, you have there, a circle, a small circle, a small tiny circle. So that's the Piragila. Bidivre Araivin, the Kinetic of Yosef, in Wunia Klau, in Shoah Tichas Nesoris, Abo Pishayim, and Saba Kenek. And then he said, there was a girl saying, in the parentheses, Agoyis Mind. So he says, here we changed it, it's not mentioned, Agoyis Mind. So he says, Bagoyis Mind, Shom Chipash, the Gunatosi. אחריו המאגד כוספה על זה שום ואיפה ששפקין דס רבין וחשפלת הסוגי רואינו כי זה הערך שמצוס בשיחרית אם כן המה יסגי ושמה כנגד הטיפול גם לבוסה בכל כבר מי לכתיב על סביב אלה ויהיו מוי מסתפים להאמינה להניע זדייתי שתוי סנוף על בדפוס וצורך לימה אם אין סמה בידיו ובמוק עם הגוי סמיים מצורך לימה מגד משתה so that was changed already we don't say here הגוי סמיים in the parentheses it's all right but he says he makes a correction Lui Mistapin. So he says, she made some of the devil. In other words, instead of reading, Vichelim Lui Yaklau, Lui Mitchil, Lui Misov, Lui Kisoklau, in Yisama Videro, you should read, Afilui, Afilui means some of the devil. Even if there is no some of the devil. So you change it again. Now the Shach. So he accepts the girl, Sev Ramo, and he explains it very well, the Shach. Without changing the Gilsay, he explains the Ramo very well. In other words, he says that the Ramo has his own as to whether the Halacha is like Rashi, or the Halacha is like the Reed. So Mele we go lechum. So Mele he says, and the Ramo has reference to a case where the Chaticha upon which the milk dropped, was Mikzoso Teicho Reitev and Mikzoso Chutz L'Reitev. Chutz L'Reitev. So it says, V'chein im loy mi aklar, loy mitchilo v'loy bisof. In other words, the Chaticha upon which the whole of Dvav was Mikzoso Teicho Reitev, Mikzoso Chutz L'Reitev. And he didn't stir the Gdeira at all. Neither at the beginning nor at the end. So then, some of the Gdeira negative as follows. Shenofal, in Yoser, Akartich, Levan, Ushoagdeira Muter. But if there is no Shishim in the totality of the Gdeira, so then, if there is no Shishim in the totality of the Gdeira, and so then the rest of the Gdeira is also there. Because of Ichshoshe, maybe the Aloche is like the Rish. Now, the Ramo is referring to the case where the lower half is immersed in the Rish. The upper half is above the level of the Rish. So according to the Rish, it's considered as if everything had been completely immersed in the Rish. So Mele, so according to the Rish, it's like one big Chatiche. Everything immersed in the Rish. So, in such a case, if there is no shishin in one big chatire, so then the whole deiro is awesome. So according to the ri, so it is got miktsos achusmeret, miktsos teichareitem is like kulo teichareitem. When it's kulo teichareitem, then everything is mitzure. And if there is no shishin in the totality, so then the whole deiro is awesome. So it's chayshish for the shita. But then you'll say, so then you should say, if there is shishim, so then even the uppermost chatira should be muter. So if the Ramo had been sure that the aloche is like the ri, he would say that. But the Ramo has his up because the aloche is like the ri, or the aloche is like Vashi. So it's chayshish, both chumres. So the Meila he says as follows. If chayim, in other words, if it was miktoso techori, and miktoso chutzlerei, Miktoso chutz l'reini. So then according to the Ri, it's considered as if kulo teichorei. According to the Rashi, it's considered as if kulo chutz l'reini. But we don't know, so we apply both chumres, the Rishite and Rashishite. So Meila he says, one thing is sure, if there is shishim in the totality of the Deira, negative as holo, so then the rest of the Deira is mutar, according to everybody. According to Rashi, it's certainly muta. Because according to Rashi, so it is to be treated as if the whole thing had been chutzlereitem. So in other words, so the other chatichas are in a separate part, and the uppermost chaticha upon which the whole part is in a separate part. But even according to the Ri, it's muta, because they are all mitzvah very shishim, so it becomes muta. But then, according to the Ri, if the Ri is shishim, so even this chaticha itself should be muta. But it's not sure that Allah is like the Ri. So it's Cheshit for Shidus Rashi. So the Ramo is giving Cheder according to the Shachs. According to the Shachs of Shachs. Why the Biragilo had to make a correction? Why couldn't he explain it the way the Shachs does, which is very simple? Alright, I don't understand. Then he says, V'cheidim liya b'tchilo, o yikiso liya, afal gav lo liya v'o yikiso lipso, kol agdeiro mistofo. So that was the sheet of the two. But the Rambam says Nia Mitchilo Vatov and the Mechaber Kapi the Rosh Hashanah. So there are some Nisikeli who say that it's Lav Davki. In other words, that there is no machlokes between the Rambam and the two. But the Orach HaShulchan says no. When the Rambam says Nia Mitchilo Vatov, he doesn't mean he has to keep on stirring. He describes the interval within which Nio is effective. And that is as long as the whiteness on top of the Deo, on top of the Deo, does not dissipate, does not fade away, does not disappear. Alright. Now, V'chein is not allowed in the other Chiddush of the Rambam, which is even a bigger Chiddush than the two mentions. So, and the two is Masik on the other. The two is masik on the other. V'chein im nofal bo the Rambam. But the Mechaber means it's a Losh Rambam. V'chein im nofal v'sich amor. Oy lichtiches. V'lo neidale izichtiche nofal. Neyes agdeiro kul ho. Ad she yoshu v'yisari v'aki. Yeish v'ydeiro kul otam chol v'asuro. V'im lav muteres. V'im lo yimtzoi v'yichovim shigitim v'yismiro lo. Mishar v'yishir shibat. Kan v'yishir Rambam. So the two is masik. So the Rabbo mentions the sheet of the Torah. So what avail is the fact that he stirs it? But he didn't stir it in the very beginning. So at the very beginning, Cholov gave it Tam Cholov in a certain Chatiche. We don't know which Chatiche, but it gave it Tam Cholov in Chatiche X. So whatever X is, Chatiche X is also. So there, he cannot, by stirring it, he cannot make it Mutar unless in the totality of the Beira, there is Shishim Neged, the size of Chatiche X. But if even the Talmud Beira, there is only Shishim Neged, the Tipas Cholov that fell on Chatiche X, then it doesn't come Mutar. Because it's different as the veil. So what we say, the Shiras Rambam is that even that because of the Cholov, we don't apply the Aloche. Chatichah as the veil, the Chatichah upon which, in which the Cholov gave a Tam Cholov is not a veil. So then we don't say Chatichah as the veil. That's the Shita. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Alright, that's what I say. Alright. But the Torah is Chayim. And the Rambam passed us like a Torah. Now sing it. Kishenes lachticho machmas acholo nasis lachticho yiseh vim bishlo ima acheres tzorok shishim levad al kolo vim akiro, so that was also mentioned by you vim akiro tzor mashlicho vachiris mtoiz vim einu makiro, so then we have a tabu of Yom Biyomich because even though there is shishim neged all chaticha, but if it's chaticha will is chavi. So and there is one chaticha, chaticha X that is also, but we don't know what X is. So melele and it's chaticha will is chavi. So there are 1,000 chatichas. They look the same. So the 1,000 chatichas are also. So we may not know it, but so the tabus of Yovei Yovesh is only shayach l'gabi chatiches because they all look alike. But l'gabi reitiv, you cannot say it cannot be mixed up with the chatiche X. Reitiv is reitiv, the chatiche X is a solid piece of bosom. So v'meinu makiro or reitiv muter v'chol chatiches asures because of it arubes of yomish v'yomish v'chol uyo v'yishchavit v'yishos amachmas ha'atzmo im chatiche zui yisar uyo v'yishchavit chatiche zui yisar uyo v'yishchavit. Alright, now sit down. ביום חוכתי חד נאס נבייל אלו ביפוס אב חולו אבל לא בישור ישורים כי אם כזאי ישחיל אפשני בא בכתיך ואין בו שיש לבד לוי ונס ברקר בישלו עם החירס אין צורך על השישים כדי כזאי אבל לא בישור ישורים כזאי ישחיל שני בא בכתיך ואין בו שיש לבד לוי ונס ברקר בישלו עם החירס אין צורך על השישים כדי כזאי ישחיל Vios, apilu chtichatz mochizer eslius mutar. So one thing that is not difficult, that was the mechaba pasuk is like Rabbi Yochai. So that we saw in Tarumis too. But there is a machlokes between the two, and the Rashi, let's say like Rabbi Yochai, that by Shor Yisurim we don't apply the law of tichatz nevele. So that means. That means that when a certain chatiche, let's say, a chatiche has bosor absorbed one kazayis, a chatiche has bosor that had the size of 10 cents, so absorb one kazayis of chilev, and then that chatiche that altogether has a value of 11 cents, so was cooked with other chatiche seter in the pot. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, we need in the other day 60 neged one kazayis, not 60 neged 11 cents. According to the Ram, we need 60 negative elements. So, of course, the Tur, the Mechaber, the Paschal, and the Chai, that in such a case, we need only 60 negative one kazayis, not 60 negative elements. But there is a machlekes between the Tur and the Rajbo. Now, when this portion of meat that has the kazayis of Chilev absorbed in it, and then it was cooked in the second part with other chatiches. So the Torah says not only that chatiches amuta, as long as there are 60 existing in the second layer, but even this chatiches itself that became osar originally, so actually say chatiches is muta by shor yisur. But the Rashba says that even though by shor yisur don't apply the halacha of tichanas nevele, but actually say chatiches is osar. Efshal Yisayich Tei Zosa. So that Chatzicha remains us. Now, so the stira is between the psak of the Mechaber and the Tzimetz HaKadeis, where he passes like the tour, that by, according to Rav Mefraim, that by Shomi, Yisumi, we don't apply the law of Pirlas Veila, so Efshal Yisayich Tei, when it is cooked in another pot and it is squeezed out, so then the original Chatzicha becomes Muter. There's the Tur Shite, and the Rabbah Shite is the original Chatzicha remains us. So in Simen Kuvot, we saw when we learned Arubes that the Mechaber passes like the Rashba. Now turn to Simen Kuvot. So he says, in Simen Kuvot, Sifal, Chatzicha Shemo lo Yisar, Veim Osam Arubat, Lushinof Bleg Deiro, in Yisar Ezel Vechesh Visa Shemo, Shibyei Bameshik Deiro Mitzuev, Mechaticha Atmo Shishik Neget Yisar, Abo Lua Bo, Muta Masha Bleg Deiro, Abo Achticha Atma Asuro, Lifi Shemisa Shemo, Yindi Bantanu Egamre, לגמרי. So, רשבו, ביטייס וברגיד הנושה, בראש ומאוד אחד, וכן ניקר, הוא דלוי דרמוסס, הוא דלוי כמו שפוס הפניל עושים את צד הפייס, דאפייס וכתיכו בטרס. So that's in other words, so the רמו assumed that the מחבר was חייזה. In Simen Tzadik Beis, he held, when he wrote Simen Tzadik Beis, he held like the Shittas Hatur, that by Shom Yisurim, according to Rav Mefraim, that the din of Tir Nas Nevil doesn't apply. So actually, Seich is also Muta, the Mitzvah Chatzicha itself becomes Muta. Once it is the Yisar is squeezed out, the Tam Yisar. Rishayim say? Different. Rishayim in Gamginon, Yichom Yisur in Chtichon Asis Leveile, Vichina Minik Poshim, Veinu Ishanis, Vidavte Imo Yisa Dobu, Vichtich Haseter, O Isha Chticho Kulo Chutz Lereitei, Vinofalo Leo Yisa, Avu Imi Chticho Teicho Reitei, Veinu Yisa Dobu Bei, Lo Yamdino Chtichon Asis Leveile, Umitztarif Kolak Deir Levat Lo Yisa, אבל אם יש לך תיכה תיכה ראיתי ואין לי סדוק ולוי לא ימדינו לך תיכה נעשת לבין למצטעת כבר דיר לבק לא יישא ומכל מוקים יש להח מלעשר יש לך וכל זה משור ניסוי אבל בסוף בכל אוף אבל כשאין לי סדוק ומצטעת תיכה תיכה ראיתי אבל לך תיכה נעשת לבין Alright, so in other words, how did the Ramo pass? Number one, the Ramo pass is not like a Nevchai. The Aloche of the Nasevele applies to Shoni Surim as well. But the Ramo pass means, there is one difference between Basav Cholov and Shoni Surim. These are the Basav Cholov, his Cheshish for the Shite of Rashi. But vis-à-vis Shori Suri, he is not Cheshish for the Shita of Rashi. And he relies on the Shita of the Ri. Now we have a machleke between Rashi and the Ri. In regard to the case where the upper half of the Chatiche is a bundle of the Ri. The lower half of the Chatiche upon which the Ri is involved. So he is immersed in the Ri. So according to Rashi, it is to be considered as if the whole Chatiche had been a bundle of the Ri. According to the Ri, it is to be considered as if the whole Chatiche had been immersed in the Ri. So, these are because of the Cholov. So, it is this week in the Reise, because Chtichanas is Neveli, is Mid Reise, so the Mele is Machmir, is Cheshish, Moshe, is Rashi. So, the Mele, in the case, where the Tipas Cholov fell upon the Abomos Chaticha, and the Abomos Chaticha was half a bottle of it, half immersed in it. So, the Mele, even though the Rishishim, the Talitha of the Gdeire, negative Tipas Cholov that fell, and the Abomos Chatiche, so the Ramo Paskins, we have to be Cheshish for Shitas Rashi, that it is to be considered as if it had been completely about that way. But vis-à-vis Shori Suri, if it was Chele, fell, of not Cholom, but Chele, fell on top of the Abomos Chatiche, which was half immersed in it, half above the level of the Rite, so then we rely on the Shite of the Ri. So it can be explained in two ways. Either because by Shori Suri, even though he passed this, not like Adon Ephraim, the Aloch of Kedas really does apply, like the Ram, but that there it's only in the Rabbanon. So since we have a machlekes between Rashi and the Ram, I'm sorry, between Rashi and the Ri, so we rely, so it's a suffix in the Rabbanon, we rely on the Shite of the Ri. We don't have to be Cheshish the Chumre for Shidis Rashi because he's speaking Rabbono. These are because of the Cholov, it's the Reis. So you have to be Machmir like Rashi. But vis-à-vis Shoni Suri, this is speaking Rabbono. Or even if, let's say, we say, like Hamnetam, that the Aloch, we can explain it because in a different way. In other words, that here, when the Ramo passes, that we apply the Aloha of Tiras Melech to Shoni Surim, it's not Mitiras Vada, it's Mitiras Sofik. So the Melech in case where half of the Chticha is Techarated, and half of the Chticha is Mutzlerated, so it is vexating. First of all, maybe the Aloha of Tiras Melech doesn't apply to Chelev altogether, assuming that it doesn't lie, not like Rabbi Nefrayim, maybe the Aloha is like the Reed. So the Mele, when it's Chetzio Teichareitev, Chetzio Chuzareitev, is to be considered as if it's Kulo Teichareitev. So the Mele, if there is Shishim totality, so the Mele, even that Chatiche itself is Mutar. Abu Mitzachtich, Teichareitev is a dog, but I'm not going to ask the Mele, I'm not going to ask the Mele, I'm not going to ask בכל זה בישור איסור. אבל בסוף בכל אוב, אבל פי שניס הדובו, הוא מצטעת לך כפרידי, אמרינו לך תכנס נבילה. אמרינו לך תכנס נבילה. יש אירים, דורי אמרינו לך תכנס נבילה, אם נסער נביס עלך, בית עלך, ואחר כך נסער פאקל בית. אחר, ואם צריך רק שישי נגד איסי השנופל. So there is a shite that we don't apply the law of Tichanasis Nevele. If there is davuves of lach, bilach, v'hakach nisani v'hakel beheter, achet, v'in tzrichim rak shishin negede yisa shenofa. So in other words, that we only apply the halach of tichanasis nivele, by shor isurim, where it's in dogagush, but not when it's lach bilach. Balach bilach, we don't apply the halach of tichanasis nivele by shor isurim. So there are more paskins that by Shor Yisurim we can rely on it, we mock him after God. But by Basmecholo, we couldn't rely on it, even we mock him after God. Even we mock him after God. We desire it. So why? Because by Basmecholo, so Chtichanas is Nevela is Midrais. Even Midrais, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Dabagush or Lachlas, whatever does it make. Midrais. Suppose you have, you can have liquid, me too, I mean, meat can be liquefied. And suppose that a drop of milk fell into liquid beet and it gave it on, so then it's Chtichanas is Nevela, even though it's Lachlach, because they are Chtichanas and Veilah is Midrais. Masha'inki by Shor Yisurim, so it's only Mishin Zeyre, Mishin Basa B'cholo. So it's only the Rabbonon. So when did the Rabbonon apply it? When there is a Chatich. By Dova Gush, you can say there is a Chatich, Chtichanas and Veilah. But by Dova Lach, in liquid, it's not Chayach to say Chtichanas and Veilah. There is no Chatich. More liquid, less liquid. So in other words, so in Meile, we cannot say, so this whole Aloche, of Chichanasis Nevele, which is with Rabbonah by Shor Yisurim, so it doesn't apply, according to some Visheni, to Idovalach, to Lavo. So Vyeshlis Mechalzeh, but the Avisheni will say that it applies even by Shor Yisurim, by Idovalach too. So Mele is Mekil, Vimokim Efsed Merube, by Shor Yisurim. Aber Loi Vosa Bechol, Vim Nisar, if Yovish Biyovish, Vyam Ginom Bishum Nisach, Chichanasis Nevele. That way, by Yovish Biyovish, we don't say Chtichanas is Nevele in any Yisrach. Vayin li kamon sin tzadik tes, if God is warm, it's not Nevele. Now, li hanesa min pli esisea, we am rinom bei Chtichanas Nevele, ve lo ibin en samech rag neged o Yisha shebola. So in other words, so that means, not like the shita of the smad, which is a shita tzriyo, the first shita in the tomb, sin tzadik tes, that Gabi Kli itself, we apply the concept of Tichanas and Vele, so the metal or the earthen or the vessel becomes a Tichanis. That's a Shita Tchui. And they mentioned it in the name of the Mordechai. But according to the Pshat of the Taz, according to the Pshat of the Taz, Nisim and Tzadik Ches, so the Mordechai's own Shita is that vis-a-vis Kli Cheres, we do apply the concept of Tichanas and Nevela and the Gabi the earth and where it's out. Alright. Now, Sive. Tipas chol of shenof lach deiro sheitzalaish in bachutz im nofo kenegid atav shenitzolos lesamach kenegid atipo shemifapas lifni vihabe ki un nofo mitav vinofo mokem arei kom bu mifapas. So he passed us like we had three shittes. The smak shite, which is the shite tchuyo, and the shite maram Rutenberg, which we don't pass in like it. And the sheet of the smack. So we pass it like the smack. So if I pass it, it's magdeiro. So we put it in the car, So we explained it Friday. I mean, that is, so we have two choices. We have the pshat of the Bis Yosef and the shaf in the Sophic as to whether it's mifapeh or not. And we have the pshat of the Taz. But most Lisikalim, they agree with the Pshat and the Siyosef and the Shah. Vidavki mag de Yishon. Abel in Chadosha, what did the Yishon mean? The Yishon doesn't mean that it was cooked a year ago, a month ago, or 2 days ago. The Yishon means that it was cooked within the 24 hours. And he has a book. Mashain came, if it is for the first time, within the 24 hours, you might have cooked 1,000 times in it. But if the 1,000 times were cooked more than 24 hours before, so then it doesn't matter. So it's considered the day of Chadosh. Vidav ki magdi lo yishono. Avol im Chadosh b'choli yitzon samech rak neged atipo shenofa. Why? Because it is a day of Chadosh. So even if it has 1,000 xesim bliye inside the day, But it's anyway, so it doesn't matter. That couldn't ask. But within the last 24 hours is the first. It is the first thing that is boiled, that is cooked. Some emailer, there is no yeast. No agueilom. So this is what the two mentions in the name of Rabbi Yechiel, and they are two pshat. The pshat of the priest is that the no agueilom is only to assail it if he doesn't want to wait until it cools off. If he wants, you know, to pour out to the other same day, then it's no agueilom. But if he's ready to wait until it cools off, there is no minigaylom. But the other Nezikilim say, no, that even if he's ready to wait, to let it stand until it cools off, there is still a minig, a chumre, not to rely on it. Why? Because of the possibility, maybe for some reason, when we let it stand, so it will start to be mifapeya, to steam, to bubble. And then, the brie, that remains sticking in the periphery of the inner daven, so might come out, and then plaster if you don't have 60 times 60. So no agoyim section of Ladif. Now the Shach points out that all these things, all these chumres, is, let's say, we're working on Reikon, that is only if there is just 60, but no 60 times 60. But if there is 60 times 60, so then that these chumres don't apply. So no agoyim less section of Ladif, which we're going to get a Reikon. We daft it will be such a Reikon. Everything was mentioned and was discussed in the Torah. Abu Nofa can get a reish muta, show a say of faith, umiyavshi, because I'm the Ilanamisha. We have to be the Mue, giving people. Abu Nofa, how may, so then it's not Chayach, that the age, just because it dropped above the age, so the age will ride out and make it inedible, before it is absorbed by the day. It's because there is a lot of drops. We have 1,000 drops. So just because the 1,000 drops fell at just connected range, so they wouldn't become in a split second dried up so as to be considered not edible. So what if it's a mu'e, then it dries up before it is absorbed. Without the government can keep up the Bahab and Latin, a few in the Kinnegad Age, Ellen King Kinnegad Rite Valde Samer. So then it is mutter. So the Ramo says, the Taz is really can this Ramo too. She says, Vios Hagdeiro have a so, a few ye Samer bit up here, naked at the Boshe no floor. So he says, even if it is no foul, Kinnegad Torite, and the Rishishi, so this is mutter. So the tafshir is mutter. But the gdeira is also there. In other words, you cannot use it again. The tafshir is mutter. But the gdeira is also there. The taz is chilek, he says. Now the tashik is that the reason as to why that the sofik where the mfapeya bechule is, if we say it's mfapeya bechule, so that means that the tipe shoots through directly and falls into the data. So then there is no problem altogether. Then we wouldn't have a problem even if Kinegid or Eikon. But there is another alternative that it's not Mfapeh Mechule. So what does it mean it's not Mfapeh Mechule? Not Mfapeh Mechule means it remains sticking in the interior. It remains sticking in the interior. So then, so if it's Kinegid or Eikon, so it is also to pour through the same data. Because originally, it did not shoot through the daven because there was more heat. Mashenke, now you start pouring, so there'll be more heat, so it will shoot through. And while it became sticking, it remained sticking in the interior. So it might have combined with 59 tipes of baso. So together 60 tipes became mechtichel isure. And then when you start pouring, so they'll come out, and there is no 60 times 60. There is only 60 times 1, but not 60 times 60. Not 60 times 60. Alright. So he says, so memele, the Taz says, so memele, so, but that's the reason why it's also there in the case, in the case of Nofalti Neged Oreg, but Nofalti Neged Oreg if it's Mutter, because we want a Shech. If it's Mufatri Yecholei, so it falls, it fell into the interior. If it's not Mufatri Yecholei, it remains sticking in the interior, so even when you pour Neged that spot, so it will still remain sticking in Mat Kamaru, because one of Shech, if the heat of the soup was capable of extracting it, so why didn't it extract it at the first moment? If it didn't extract it then, it wouldn't extract it now when you pour. You see. So Mimele has the kashe. So why does he say it was Agdeo Havasu? Was Agdeo Havasu? Why should you do it? Agdeo Havasu, in other words, you can't cook in it. You have to cast it again, like Rambo said. Even if it fell connected or eaten. Why is the Agdeo Havasu? Because Monefshia. If in Papea Becholei, so it fell into the Gdeira. If it's not in Papea Becholei, so it remains sticking. So it remains sticking, and it didn't fall into the Gdeira then. So when you cook again a second time, it wouldn't fall into the Gdeira either. So this is. So the Taz is Chelik and Ramos Din, was Agdeira Abasu. Alright. But all the other Poskim are Chelik and the Taz, and they hold that the Gdeira is also, even if it's not for Kilegalech. We also agree with Rabbi Asura, if we sum up the Tafshu, the Gatim is not for, we are a Biat, a Tafshu in Menu Bitsatache, Shaloi Kileg da Tipo, we in Bishloi Bigdeiro, Tafshlach, a Dinek, we will Pama Rishi. So he says, we are a Biat, a Tafshu in Menu Bitsatache, Shaloi Kileg da Tipo. So even though we call Dinek, it's Mutea, but it's not a proper thing to pour it out, even if it fell Kileg da Rishi. Why? Because of Yechshosh HaRecheike, maybe it will be Mifapea. Maybe it will be Malah Yisichet will be Mifapea. But the Eved, even if he poured it out, Kineged, the same day, Kineged Atipo, so it will still be Mifapea. Why? Because we say, if it's Mifapea Bechulei, so it fell into the Gdeiro. And if it's not Mifapea Bechulei, so just as it didn't fall, it didn't come out the first moment, it wouldn't come out now either. But, Yeish Mishemata Vishasatcha, Kigein Be'erev Shabbos, Shaloi Kineged Areitei, Afilu Shaloi Kineged Eish, Al Yidei Samer. Now, so I mentioned Friday, they are two pshot in the Yesh Mishemata. They are two pshot in the Yesh Mishemata. So, one pshat is, because this din that the smack says, that where the Kippah's hollow fell, Shaloi Kineged Oreitei, but Kineged Oreitei. So then it is also a why? Because of Isofik, maybe it's not Mifapea Bechulei. Maybe it's not Mifapea Bechulei. Whatever the Pshat in not Mifapea Bechulei means, whether it means not Mifapea Bechulei, it does not become evenly distributed in the interior of the Kele, or it means it's not Mifapea Bechulei, it doesn't shoot through directly into the Kele. But whatever the Pshat is, so why does the smack Aser Bimoke Horeke? Because of the alternative of the Sofik, maybe it's not Mifapea Bechulei. But, so that's the shita of the smack, that it is Sofik. But the Argeshenim will say, in the Maskon of Gemara is, that it's certainly Mifapea Bechulei. It's certainly Mifapea Bechulei. Rashi and Teisves, so Memele, according to them, so even when it fell to Neged Oreitei, it's Mutar. That's one pshat. The Gro explains it differently. Now look into the Gro. So in other words, so according to the Gro, this Yesh Mishemati is in line with Shita Rambam. Even though in Simen Tzadik Ches, so the first portion in the Mechaber since I'm Chesifei, in Yodua Kamu Yisak in Kav Chadosho, Moshin Vasim Moshin Niyabo, Ubolo Kazayis, Chilin, Vakach, Niyabo Biro Shal Bosso, Kazayis Holo, Kazayis Holo, Vakach Niyabo Biro Shal Bosso, in Zori Chalosam, Chitz Holo, Vakach Niyabo Biro Shal Bosso, in Zori Chalosam, Chulvatel, Kazayis Shabolo, Abo Kavishono, Vasim, Mishar, Bichulo, Bichol Mashibolo, Nasisisa, Abo Yadinon Kamibolo, So that's the sheet of the Rajah. That we say the Gabi Bola, Tirasle, the Yeshu Shemeya, that's the Ramban sheet. She can do it to the Sama of Batla Kazayishabo. So the first Loshi, which is the Yika Loshi, so in the Mechaber is not like the Ramban. So that's the reason as to why some don't like the gross Pshat in Yeshu Shemata Mishasatrak. Because that would not be in consonance with the Psak of the Mechaber, he seems like he has. But the Gro explained it that way. It's a very good explanation. After all, in Sinus Alikhes, he also mentions the Meikir. So here he also mentions the Yesh Bishamata Bishasatrak. Alright. So Yesh Bishamata Bishasatrak, in the Rav Shabbos, we can get a rate, a few shall we get a day, how did they sound? We all can know Vimnishpach. Vimnishpach. It could be that the reason as to why there are more is Matir, is it zero for all the Yeshitis. Because we have here a Svexveker, In other words, first of all, there is the Shitya of Rambam that we don't see in Gabi Bolua. Then there is the Shitya of Rashi and Teisves, that the Maskon of the Gemori is, that it's definitely Mipapea Bechule, you see. So in order to answer it, we have to be Chishich for many Shitas. So that's why, so when Ramo says Veochenoi, even though he doesn't say, The answer is over there, it's only one sheet, but here we have other reasons too. So it's a zero of all the pshatim together. In other words, it could be, we could say it even in the Mechaber, that the Yesh Bishamata Bishasatrag because of its zero. First of all, maybe the Aloch is like the Rambam, assuming the Aloch is like the Rajbo, maybe the Aloch is like Rashi and Teitzves, the Maskon of the Moris, the Papir Bechule. So we can say, we can be mitzarim both pshatim. In the Ramor and Mechaber as well. Alright. V'nishpach chelev. Oisho. V'nishpach chol. Oisho v'yisariseyach al gabikak. V'mi deyolo. V'mi deyolo. Gdeiro. Chamo. Ima shenishpach in eitz lo eitz. Lo yihave rak rishay. V'lo chinak deva asuro. V'gulei aktaf. V'atav shum muter. V'tatoy egova. So in Mishpach Holo Bishon Yisariseach Al Gabi Karka V'mido Lovdei Rochamo So in other words So that Yisariseach That was spilled on the Karka On the Karka So that is not considered Cham Even though it's still Yatzeletz It's not considered Cham Why is it considered Cham? Because it's like a cliche It's like a cliche So But then It all depends So the thing that was stood out, even though it's still warm, so that's considered tzedek. But it all depends what the pot is. If the pot is hot, so it's yatzeledes and it's imperishim. We look at the hamlin. If mashen ishmachel itzeleish la'avrak nishay, we look in agdei la'asur. If bolei aktaz, we atav shulmut etatevava. Because what was stood out is iklisheini. So me'elei tzeden. So even though the gdeiro is ham. But it's not only Gaba. So it only has us getting Klippe. So the Shule Adira, that's the certainly Klippe. So maybe the Tapshul itself is Mutter. Toigo. We kill Luach Nagdeiro Isachas, or Lachal Deiro Tzinenetz. If the Ibsaka kill Luach Nagdeiro Isachas, can you see Gila Tzinen, have a Namek Iklisheini. Have a Namek Iklisheini. So in other words, So the Ramo says here that if it's nipsak at your ruach, so then it has a din of a cliche. Has a din of a cliche. V'imloi nipsak ha-vekir, v'abdi ratzilenes nesro ima yatzeledes. Now. Now, we learned on Thursday, I think we learned it. In Simen Tzadik Aleph, Siv Zayin Deshach, Kivet Abos, Mishmi Kal Natach, Mutzei Nun Likar Eri, El Adi Meika, Ribola Put, Likar Torah Klip, Vai Mishmi Kupay Sim Gimu, Oy Bidin Tatoy Gop, Kam Izbu Yoshom Napu Noflach, Olo Kriseyach, Al Gosot Tzei Nun Al Giyo, Shaloi, Nipsak HaKaluach, Sab Kivet Klip, Vichein Afilo Nipsak HaKaluach, Boye Klip, So in other words, so he says, V'chein ha'chum v'tikakulu ha'voy klip. Now, for Shemi, we pass in the Eret, does not require klip. Only l'chatchile, we are cheshit for the Shemi Sarajbo, that it doesn't need klip, that we learn in Tzimi Kufay. But, that's for Shemi doesn't require klip. But here, the Shach says, Nifzakakulu ha'voy klip. So that means that Nifzakakulu ha'ch is not like l'Shemi. And it's like Yiru, it's boy klip. But here, the Ramo says, that in nifzak akeluach nagviluach nagdeo nisachas sholach lagdeo tinenes in nifzak akeluach nagdeo nisachas kedim sheigia latzinen havename ki klisheini in that klisheini the Eved doesn't answer at all, so it is dire. So we explained it. We explained in Daruves and last on Thursday we explained it what some of the Sikeli say in Simen Kufay that there is a difference between Vosav Cholov and Chorizo because if it's a clarishin, so then kiliklipe it's mibasha. Kiliklipe it's mibasha. But if it is, let's say, if it is a clarishin, I'm sorry, if it is iru from a clarishin, so and goy nipsakakeluach, so then it's mibasha. Mashein came if it's nipsakakeluach, so it's mabliach beklipe, but not mibasha. But the sheet of the Ramo is, and this is the pshat, in the Nikudizah Kesef in Simen Kufay, we learn it, that it distinguishes between Gosh Becholov and Chorizo. So as many Nisi Kelim say pshat in that Nikudizah Kesef in Simen Kufay, if, let's say, Chorizo would spill on Heter, let's say, Chelet, not Cholov, would spill on Heter, it would be Nifzak HaKeluach, then it would Asak HaKeluach. But if Cholov, Nifzak HaKeluach, drops of hollow, of not of a continuous flow, of a continuous jet, would spill. And boso, so then it would be mutia. Why? Because by boso of the hollow, so the Torah only has a different vision. So the melee, even, so true midrabonon, it's also a tam, even when it's not the rabbish, let's say kovush. But the cholapoches, it's a tam gomo. Mashay came where it's nifzak akeluach, so then it's not bishul, and the tam is not in mitam gomo. But by shor isurim, when there is no aloha of bishul, so even if it gives a tam that is not a tam gomo, it's the wasam rabbon. Mashay came the wasam cholo, even if it gives a tam gomo, let's say kovish, but if it's not there of bishul, it's not wasam rabbon. But with rabbon it's also. So when is it wasam rabbon? Only if it's not there of bishul, it gives a tam gomo. But if it's not there of bishul, and it doesn't give me any tam gomo, so then it with rabbon it's not also. So maybe there is no steering. So he says here, and if a drop of hollow that Nifzak HaKeluach would spill on the part of Boso, so then it wouldn't even be also there. It was there. By Shor Isurim, it would be also there. But by Boso B'Cholov, because there are Bishul also there, so if not there are Bishul, it's also the Rabbonon, but only if it is Tam Gomo. But by Nifzak HaKeluach, it gives only Tam Kolush, so it's not even Mosek at all. V'im Loi Nifzak, so then if by Boso B'Cholov, it's also. V'avi Kiyiru, v'avdi Ratzulenes, Nesro, im Haya Tzuledes, B'Keluach HaNegeh, V'Teo. והתפשוט בשיחו שורה, דמירו איסה רק אין הקליפה, אבו נגדירו יחמו, ואופלישו, וכל שכני מליץ לאיש, אבו נגדירו נציינן, הגלוסר, נתתו יגובה. So then, והבו כציינן לזיחם, וכולי עושר. So, וכולי עושר, די פעמי פרס על גבי כיסוד דירו, דיני כינופו על גבי דירו נגד הרייטי, Yehushi, he still had they all out here. He was Eile Hazeiro Tomi, Umagia Lakisu, Vieira Mishama Raitif. Now, so the Mechaba passes like this man, that if you have a there, And then the Tipas Cholo falls on the day of Nagdere. So then it depends. If it is, if it falls connected to Reikev, then it's Mutter. If it falls connected to Reikev, so it's Osar. Unless, it's Osar if you pour it through the day. Unless you let it stand idle. But if you don't let it stand idle and you start pouring it, so then it's Osar. It's Osar. Now the question is this, suppose it falls on the cover of the pot. The cover of the pot. Now, this is the pot, and then there is a cover, the lid of the pot. Suppose it has full of faults on the cover. Is it to be considered like no fall negative from it to be considered like no fall negative? So if it falls negative on the deep end, so then you just take notice whether it is beneath the level of the rate or it's above the level of the rate. If it's above the level of the rate, it's more than if it's beneath the level of the rate, so it's connected to the rate. But suppose it falls on the cover. So how is it to be treated? So the Ramah says it all depends. If at the time when the Tipas Cholov falls on the cover of the pot, so it keeps on bubbling and vapor is coming sometimes, you know, so vapor comes from the tash, and that vapor goes up and hits the inner surface of the cover of the pot. So then it's considered connected. But if at the time when the Cholov, the Tipas Cholov fell on the cover of the pot, so there was no steam coming, no vapor coming from the top shield and hitting the inner surface of the cover of the pot, so then it's considered like no fault in the other. This is what it's so deep on the fellas called the Bikisu Teiro. Dino Kinoko Algabi Teiro Negadari. Behushi is like Teiro Lantia. Yoda Bile Hazel, Tony, my dear Lakisu Yel Shabbat. Machwe shall Hale. Machwe shall Cholov, yes, what is it? What is that? But it will be too late. Of what avail?
I mean, if it's not.
If even at the time. What?
If it's not going yet, the Cholov falls out of the time, you take off the time.
No. But if at the time, you see, when the tipper fell, so Zeye did not go. So then it has a din like Kinegetareken. So Mimele, you ask, even if you take off the top, the cover, it is considered like Nofal Kinegetareken, but by Nofal Kinegetareken as well. So even by Nofal Kinegetareken, so it's not also Mikra Levine if you pour it through the other day. Only if you pour it, Kineget, the Deifen, it became a tip. So Mele, if you take off the cover, so then it will not be poured over the became a tipe, so it should be muta. The answer is, if let's say you take off the top if you take off the cover of the pot, and then you take notice that Zeye did not come out at the time the tipe fell on the cover. And since the time, it didn't come up either, so then all right. But suppose, let's say, the tipe fell, let's say, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you took off the cover, let's say, 5 minutes later. And you know that at the time when the tipe fell, so then Zeya didn't come out. But between 3 and 5 minutes after 3, Zeya did come out. So the Mele, that was Mefapeya, so it's possible that at 3 o'clock when the Tipas Cholov fell on the cover, so then it was connected to Reiken because Zeya didn't come up. So the Mele became sticking, it became latent in the periphery of the inner surface of the cover. Then, 2 minutes later, when vapor started to come out, before you took off the cover, so then it started to be Mifapeya, and that pushed out that Tipas Cholov that combined in the periphery of the inner surface of the cover with 59 tipas. But if you know, let's say, you take off and you take notice of the fact that Zeyah did not come out from the, at the time when the tipe, when the tipe fell, and since the time Zeyah started to come out, before you took off the cover, so then it will be awesome. Alright. Machre shel cholok. Shenosne mikiro tachas deo. Shenosne mikiro tachas deo shel posu. Hazeye eile v'nivra v'deo v'isam. Now we had that in the Simen Kufay also. In other words, the Zeye is considered as a Dova Shein Yimamesh. That Gez is not considered as a Dova Shein Yimamesh. Gez is also an entity of Isam. An entity of Isam. So the Mele, he vapor from the milk came up and touched the Gdeira Shal Boso, so the Gdeira Shal Boso absorbed the milk vapor, so it becomes also as if it absorbed the liquid milk. It doesn't make any difference whether it absorbs liquid milk or gaseous milk. Alright. Hazeya Eile Vinibla Vdeo Vesa. Imo Yocholovim, and then, so Mele, Imo Yocholovim Machdes, now we don't know how much vapor was absorbed by the Gdeira Shel Boso, so we have to consider the maximum. So in other words, but the amount of vapor could not be more than the amount of cholov that was originally in the machmes. So even the Gdeira Shel Boso has 60 times the quantity of cholov that was contained originally in the machmes of any sputa. But if the Gdeira Shel Boso does not have 60 measures negate the quantity of cholov contained originally in the machmes of any sputa. In short, in other words, Zeyah is considered like the Gufa Issa. There is no difference between Zeyah and the Gufa Issa in the solid state or in the liquid. Behold, the Mayim is Shamachris Migule. The Azeya Ile Minamachla Atzmon Migdeo Sholeo. The Gamayim is Shoye Bikoy Fokach. Shayatuledes, Bizeya, Vimokim Shenigea Migdeo. Avoli Minayatuledes, Bizeya Hakul Shoke. Viloche. Tailing was of Yabi shall daily shall hollow below Hashino, Lizea Shale, because it's covered. In other words, if it's far away, so then there is nothing to hate. And even if it's very close, but if it's covered, so again, there is no possibility that the Zeo is absorbed. So that means, so we're not allowed to rely on the fact that the state there is negi is everything. We're not allowed to rely. So what is the heter of eating the kosher meals and plates? So it's contrary to this lechatchila. But I'm not saying that they do something that is not right. So they probably consider it as a harsh situation because I probably have to eat. So in Mele, they eat those meals because the heter of eating the kosher meals and the plates is because that since the kosher meals are wrapped properly, not always is it wrapped properly. Sometimes, so it's wrapped on top, where it doesn't, where it's not important, but at the bottom, that touches the stove there in the plane, so there it's unwrapped, alright? So then it's really awesome. But suppose it is wrapped properly with several aluminum foils, so then the evidence is muter, but it does not conform to the Chachile, unless we say that this is a hardship situation. I mean, the other alternative would be that it shouldn't eat. So in a hardship situation, so it's considered like that. But this is that. Neir shel chilek, also ki neir shel sham, shenotach mimenu tipo al kli, ein tzorich ki im grein, av chilek mihutech cham, shenotach mimenu tipo al kli, tzorich hago. Tzorich hago. In other words, if you have a neir out of chilek, so if a tipe of that neir, so fell on chilek, So now what kind of a niru is it? It's kibuach hanifsak. There is no continuous flow, continuous gem. So it's Kalua Hanifsa. Now, Kalua Hanifsa, so there are more Paskin, that by Bosa Becholov, it doesn't Tasa, but here it's not Leah Shokholov. I mean, you couldn't make a candle out of milk. So it's Leah Shokhele. So by Shom Yisroelim, we need Kalua Hanifsa. Asa is Kili Klip. So Memele, the great day is the equivalent of the Klip. This is how the Dor HaShulchan explained it. So in other words, here, the great day is that's the equivalent of the Klip. Avol Chilev Mimutech. Cham Shemofon Menu Tipal Pli Tzor HaGolet. Now the question arises is, why Tzor HaGolet? Why more than great day? Great day that's the equivalent of Klip. But why HaGolet? It's still Kiluach HaNifzak. It's still Kiluach HaNifzak. And even if it had been Kiluach She'eri Nifzak, let's say, Chilev Mimutech, so there is a possibility that there is a continuous fall, continuous jet of Chilev Mimutech. But even Kiluach She'eri Nifzak is only Mubasha Kili Klipe. It's only Mavriya Kili Klipe. Why Agole? Agole means that there is Bria Bikule. Because if he says, Green is not enough, Klipe is not enough. So we have to say that this din of the Mechaber is in line with the Chiddush. We mentioned it in Targumos, with the Chiddush of the Chayodom, the Chachmas Odom, that when do we distinguish between Klirishn and Klishen, that if it is only Yatzeledesbe means that the finger will not feel comfortable, will not be comfortable. But there is another degree of heart, another degree of heart, Yad Nichbezbe. Nichbezbe is burning heart, when you get blisters. So what is Yad Nichbezbe is descriptive of Klirish knowledge. Yatzeledesbe is descriptive, is normally descriptive of Klirish of the fire. Yad Nichbezbe, burning heart. Sometimes you put your finger in hot water in television, so you don't feel comfortable, but you don't start swimming. But suppose you put your fingers, your hands, in a boiling kettle of water that has been boiling for several hours. So then you'll start swimming. That's not just Yatzeledes Bay, that's burning hot. So the Chochmas Odom says that when do we distinguish between television and shame? Only if it's Yatzeledes Bay. So Klisheni is not Mevashe, it's not even Mavriya. But if it's Yad Nichbezbe Bay, so it doesn't make a difference. Klisheni, if it's Yad Nichbezbe Bay, it's always Mevashe. It's always Mevashe, it's always Mavriya. So this can be explained on the basis of the Chiddush, because Chilev Mimutech Cham, that's Yad Nichbezbe Bay. You just have to try it, so you'll see. So Mele, true that Iru is only Mavriya Kili Klipe. But here, since it's Yad Nichbezbe, so even Klisheni, not only Iru from Klirishin, even Klisheni would be Mavriya Bechole. So that's why it requires Hagol. Alright, now, so tomorrow, we'll start going over the Taz and the Shafts. And there are certain Taz and Shafts that I think we don't have to go over inside, because I discussed it already once or twice or three times, so we won't go over it inside. But then after we go over the Taz and the Shach, so we proceed with Simon Sadiq Beis.